Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speaking of coronavirus, I wanted to spend a little bit of time. I mean, you've heard every show, everywhere has done wash your hands, Purell, blah, 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 you know, all the things to try to prevent. I think you know all that stuff. We saw a piece in Epicurious.com about, you know, what to do if you're stocking up your kitchen. People are loading up on water and paper towels and toilet paper and things like that. But what if things get worse and you're not able to get to the store, or shipments of food are not able to get to stores? What do you do? How do you get your food? So we've got some tips for stocking up your home in anticipation. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but if it does, what to do if something like that should happen. And joining us on the phone from Epicurious is Maggie Hoffman, who has put together this piece. Maggie, hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. So, you know, we're all hoping that it never gets to this point where we have to start stockpiling supplies for the home. But if it does, what are some of the things that we should be looking at?
Well, I would say this is not about going out in a panic and buying 100 cans of chickpeas. You know, I think the truth is when we were writing this guide for Epicurious, we wanted to make sure we were providing accurate information and talking to public health experts. And we spoke with a professor at University of Washington School of Public Health who said the truth is you should have some amount of food ready for all emergencies, you know, whether it's a power outage or a weather event or an earthquake. This isn't really just about this specific situation. And the one thing she really said was that you want to go to the store with a plan. You're probably not going to want to eat spaghetti and chickpeas every day for 2 weeks if you're stuck in your house.
Right. So what are the kinds of things that we should be looking at then?
Well, the first thing you do if you are in this situation is you start by eating your fresh food first. Because if you in your fridge have green beans and produce, those are the things that are going to go bad first. So you always start there.
Okay.
The emergency supply that you have in your house is for if you really are in an emergency, and if you get sick, the last thing you want to do is be in a store around other people.
Right.
So what are the
kinds of things that we should be, you know, the non-perishable things? Obviously, if you've got things that are going to spoil, get rid of that first. But what are the kinds of things we should use to stock up on?
Yeah, so on Epicurious, we built a 2-week meal plan so that you're not eating the same thing over and over.
Great.
And it uses a lot of very flavorful, shelf-stable things. And we recommend that people start with things that they would want to have on hand anyway. So you want to make sure you have olive oil and vinegar. You want to make sure that you have nut butters. If you eat, my daughter only eats peanut butter, so I'm making sure I have peanut butter. And sources of protein, like silken tofu, is shelf-stable for quite a while.
Well, I'm sorry, what kind of tofu?
Silken tofu.
Oh, silken.
Is a very clean tofu,
yeah.
And it comes in a box, and you see it on the shelf in your grocery store, not in the fridge. That's one that can actually stay in your cupboard for a long time.
Okay.
And then the obvious ones are affordable staples like canned beans, canned tomatoes, pumpkin puree, you know, that isn't not pumpkin pie filling, but something that you could use in a stew or a soup, canned or boxed broth, canned coconut milk. If you're into tin fish, like anchovies are really flavorful, good additions to these.
How about herring?
Yeah, go for it. I think herring is usually kept refrigerated.
You go
so
for it.
That's slightly less handy, but anything that would be the sorts of foods you will use eventually anyway. So jarred salsa, pickles, olives.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're stuck in your house, you may also just get bored. So you may want to think about, maybe I'll do some baking. We at Epicurious think a lot about cooking as a way to sort of take care of yourself and make yourself calm down. And so it may be that baking is that thing for you. Maybe not.
I was thinking, you know, before I read your articles on this on Epicurious.com, by the way, I was thinking, like, well, what kinds of things would I stock up on if I went to the store? Would I get SpaghettiOs? Would I get Spam?
Would you ever get SpaghettiOs?
Well, normally I wouldn't, but I guess if I'm stocking up for something like this, I might.
Yeah.
How do things like that work into your food plan? Canned, I don't think I've ever had canned salmon in my life. Tuna fish, canned tuna, of course, I've had. I mean, those are the kinds of certainly like protein things that I would think of to stock up on.
Sure. It makes more sense to buy food items that you would eat anyway, because if all goes well, eventually these things are just going to make their way into your regular pantry. So we actually encourage people to think about all the different storage spaces they have. So if you have freezer space, one of the great things is like frozen shrimp, which is really delicious and easy to cook, just takes a minute. And so that kind of thing is a great source of protein that's really delicious. If you have canned chickpeas, you can make your own hummus. It's really not a big deal. So I don't see myself eating from a can of SpaghettiOs. No one is predicting that the power is going to go out. So thinking about real food that you'll find appealing. And, you know, a lot of food does last a long time in the fridge. So if you get a dozen eggs this week, they'll probably be good for several weeks,
right,
in your fridge. So that can be handy to have. And, you know, flavorful things like marinated artichoke hearts. So, you know, my temptation is to think about the things you love to cook. I bought the supplies to make chili. And a lot of people, I think, are putting some ground meat in their freezer.
Right.
And frozen vegetables like spinach are really handy to toss into a pasta. And the meal plan has a vegetarian chili that's really nice. Fried rice is really easy to use, whatever you have. So if you do buy Spam, you would always fry up a little bit of it and put it in your fried rice. If you have kimchi in your fridge, you could add that. I think flavorful condiments come in really handy, especially if you're going to be eating a lot of greens and beans and pastas and things that could get repetitive. But we have a full meal plan for 2 weeks, no repeats, which should get you pretty far.
Yeah, it's epicurious.com if you want to take a look at the 14-day meal plan and get recipes and a grocery list, et cetera. You know what I stocked up? I was at the grocery store yesterday. What I stocked up on to put in my bunker is Velveeta.
Nice.
I have 15 cases of Velveeta, because you know that once we're all dead and gone, that it's Velveeta stupid. Will still be good. You got any Velveeta recipes on the Epicurious?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised, because it's essential in doing things like making queso.
Right.
It is queso.
Yeah. There's no shame in Velveeta.
Yeah.
No. It's fantastic. It's rubber, but it's good.
It's, you know, these are tough times. We all have to make sacrifices in these tough times in which we are living right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a look at epicurious.com. There's like some really, really great ideas and things that you can do. We don't want to say that, you know, we're getting into panic mode, but I guess it doesn't hurt to at least be thinking about it anyway. Hopefully,
it's about planning, not about panic.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly correct. Epicurious.com. And we appreciate you spending a little time with us, Maggie, to talk about it all. Maggie Hoffman, again, Epicurious.com. Maggie, have a great day today. Thank you so much.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Our Food Time segment today, sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant.